every single Thursday, I would stop at Dunkin' Donuts and buy 2 dozen donuts and 12 bagels. Every single Thursday. And this separated me from the pack like you would not believe. It's Throwback Thursday. It's time for me to tell you a little story and maybe some tips and advice on how you can use a similar tactic to get ahead in your passion. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's do it, Matt. All right, so it comes down to chocolate frosted donuts and Boston cream. What's your favorite donut? No, seriously, it comes down to Dunkin' Donuts and how it separated myself from the pack. Every single Thursday when I was pursuing my passion, I had a side gig. I had a full-time job, a regular 9-to-5 like many of you right now, but I was hustling on the side to break into the media business. One of the ways that I did that is I approached my local TV station. At the time, it was WMAR-TV ABC2. It was the ABC affiliate in Baltimore. I went and pitched this idea about me coming on every single Thursday on the morning news to give technology advice. Tech Tip Thursdays is what we called it. But it was great. They loved the idea and they were like, all right, let's try it out. Let's see what happens. And then I started realizing like how hard this is to not only do this thing, but how much commitment it takes. I had to get up regularly. I'd be getting up at maybe 6 a.m., 6:30. No, I'm kidding. Back then, I was probably getting up at 7. All right. Regularly, now I'm getting up at 4:30, at least on these Thursdays. I'm getting up at 4:30. I got to get dressed. I got to pack stuff up that I'm taking because I always had stuff to show on air. So I had to pack that stuff, put it in the car, go to the TV station, be on air about 7 a.m.-ish, and then leave the TV station about 7:30, and then head to my day job and then work there till like 6 p.m. So these were 12 to 14 hour workdays happening once a week. It was great because it was giving me the expertise that I needed to get in order to figure out if I was going to go national, then I better be damn good locally. So this was my training ground. This was my ability to fall down and get back up, to try something. And if it didn't work, I'd learn why and fix it. This was my chance to really be live on TV during news and understand what it means when someone says, you got 30 seconds before we hit commercial, wrap up your point now. To get into that mindset and to get into that rehearsal and get into that practice and then be able to go live was all training. It was all pure training and I did it for free. So this whole idea of going from free to fee is a real strategy and a real philosophy of mine. So going back to the donuts, I bought the donuts every single Thursday because I wanted to go in and separate myself from other people that would also contribute content that were coming in like me, other guest experts, other people that were contributing. Everybody that's contributing is getting some benefit. You're getting on air, you're getting some publicity, you're getting some exposure. Some of them were getting new clients, some of them that had books. I was sharing content and information, but I also knew that if I treated the team with respect and I walked in the door with respect, that I would also get what I was putting out. In other words, I knew at an early age that in order to manifest greatness, you better give greatness to others because then they'll give it back to you. You attract what you give. And one of the things that I recognized was that it was early in the morning. No one's showing up with any goodies. I was like, this is easy. The Dunkin' Donuts is 5 minutes away from the news station. Let me grab 2 dozen and some bagels. I got to doing this so much that the people in Dunkin' Donuts knew me on a first name basis. In fact, one time I showed up and they had a yellow sticky already on my order because they knew I would get like 6 glazed and 6 mixed and then 6 chocolate frosted and 6 mixed and then some bagels with some cream cheese. Like they knew my order. Bottom line, I'd go in. The team would absolutely love to see me. And yeah, I would love to think that it's me. It was the donuts. But it was really, they loved to see that someone was grateful for the opportunity that was happening and that they were grateful for the team that had to help them. I'm new. I don't want to come in and mess up and not have the support system to tell me how I messed up and not tell me how I can make it better. So by doing this, I made friends quicker. I separated myself from the pack. And ultimately, I showed a gesture of gratitude to them, and they gave that back to me. So my challenge to you is to start thinking about when you show up at work, when you show up at your passion, when you show up with your team, What's the one thing that you can do that's a small little gesture that separates you from the pack? Do that and you will be winning based off of my Dunkin' Donuts story. If you like this story, tell me all about it in the DM on Instagram. Hit me up at Mario Armstrong, all right? Until then, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow I got a great productivity tip and a great way for you to get accountability for your goals, so you're not going to want to miss Friday's episode, all right? Peace. Talk to you tomorrow. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.